Hello everybody and welcome back to the channel and another video. We are back again and it's me, obviously James Johnson, and I'm joined once again with Tom Badford. Tom, how you doing?
Hello. I am an absolute hot mess.
Yeah. Well, you were already, but you're just talking in general, as in temperature.
Yeah, talking about temperature-wise. I'm an absolute mess of a human being, but specifically today, I'm a hot mess.
Yeah, and I mean, you're a married man, so everyone, you know, he is a hot mess, but he's off the market, so leave him alone.
Is a hot mess a good thing? I thought it was a bad thing.
I don't know. There's the woman in WWE that calls herself the hot mess, and I think she is married as well, but she qualifies in both. I mean, she's a bit of a mess of a character, but she is actually very good looking as well.
All right. Quite like following the old WWE on TikTok nowadays.
Chelsea Green.
She's
not Rhea Ripley, but she's in the list.
No one's Rhea Ripley, are they?
She's in the top five, but she's not Rhea Ripley.
That's a great story. I know this isn't a podcast about wrestling, but
no, go on.
That's a great storyline. The Rhea Ripley and Dominic Mysterio.
I mean, I've always said that, you know, wrestling is real, but people are fake. And Dominic Mysterio gives me hope because, you know, I'm not a ridiculously good looking man like neither is Dominic Mysterio, in my opinion. But he has absolutely woofed up two lovely ladies here.
Yeah. How has he managed that with that haircut? Yeah.
It's got to be that moustache.
That's incredible.
It has to be the handlebar moustache.
Separately, the haircut and the moustache do nothing for him, but together, they really bring his look and makes him look like an absolute legend.
Exactly. Right, well, going on to storylines, Tom, we're going to try and do the whole storyline of this Premier League and football season. But just kicking it off, I know normally we do a separate video for this, but like we mentioned in the video before, not going to throw Tom under the bus. I've thrown myself under the bus. I've had too much going on, so we're not going to do it. We haven't done it. But we've got it here now. So just to recap of what happened last year, have you got your table for last season, Tom, that you...
I've got my table right here. I've written it down last year and I saved it.
Yeah.
So this is how we imagined the story going last year.
Exactly.
So this will give you a glimpse into how we're going to do.
Yeah.
Coming up in the video, basically.
Yeah. Quick spoiler: I got one correct, so that's how good I am at predicting the Premier League. So
I'm not too sure how many I got correct.
Yeah.
More than at least one.
I reckon you've done at least more than. I would be shocked if you've got less than five.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I would be shocked. If I've got three, I'll be shocked.
Okay. Rightio then. So 20th, Tom. I put Luton.
All right. You got that wrong.
Yes.
I thought that would have been the one you got right.
No, the one I got right was Everton in 15th, but the rest I got completely wrong.
I went for Sheffield United.
Correct. What, so there you go. Correct. There's one for you already.
One point.
Yeah.
I can't get used to this. It's all backwards.
19th, I put Sheffield United.
Okay. I put Wolves. Sorry.
Burnley. it was Burnley. Yeah. So nothing there. 18th, I put Wolves.
I put Luton.
Yeah, there you go. There's two.
Yes. Correct. Yes. Two already.
17th, I put Bournemouth.
I put Forest.
Yeah, there you go. There's another one.
Well done. I've already met my expectations. I'm over the moon with this.
16th, I put Forest.
I put Burnley.
Yeah, it was Brentford.
And do you know what? That right, at the time, that was actually quite a controversial pick, putting Burnley that low. Because everyone was like, oh, they're going to do so well. I was like, no, they're not. Grow up.
Yeah, well, that's where I'm going to get done later on. But yeah, 15th, I put Everton.
I put Bournemouth.
Yeah, so it was Everton. So, yeah, there's a point there for me. 14th, I put West Ham.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Wolves.
I put Everton. I put Everton. I was one off.
So, yeah, 13th, I put Palace.
I put Fulham.
Yeah, correct. There's another one for you.
Oh.
I told you, I reckon you're going to get at least five.
Can I get five? Come on.
12 up at Burnley.
God, that's,
yeah,
that
I know.
Is, that's
that was me. That was me getting sucked
in. Yeah, you were one of those. Yeah. You're one of those lot. Yeah. I put West Ham. I don't know who finished 12th.
It was Bournemouth.
Oh. Yeah.
So 11th, I put Brentford.
I put Palace.
Yeah, it was Brighton. 10th, I put Fulham. 10th, I put Fulham.
Put Brentford.
No, it was Crystal Palace.
9th,
I put Villa. I know, shocking.
That's the one you failed to get sucked in on, which you should have got sucked in on.
Yeah.
Like you should have got sucked into the Villa
hype. I knew Unai Emery, mate. I would have trusted him at that time.
Yeah. Ninth. I put Spurs.
That was West Ham.
Probably a bit of bias there.
8th, I put Spurs.
I put Brighton.
Yeah, it was Man United. 7th, I put
Brighton. I feel vindicated. I feel vindicated with that, actually. Yeah. And I'll explain why when I get to them.
Okay. Yeah, so 7th, I put Brighton.
I put Villa.
Yeah, it was Newcastle.
Again, I failed to get sucked into the hype.
Yeah. So 6th was, I put Liverpool.
Cool. I put United in 6th, and that's why I feel vindicated. Everyone was like, they're gonna challenge for the title. They're going to come 3rd. No, they're going to come 2nd, and Arsenal finish 3rd. I put them 6th, because I was like, they're rubbish. And they were even worse than I thought they were.
Yeah, so 6th was Chelsea. 5th, I put the Geordies.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, and it was Spurs. 4th, I put Man United.
I put Liverpool.
Yeah, it was Villa. 3rd, I got sucked in and put Chelsea.
So did I.
It was the Scousers. And then 2nd, I put Manchester City.
Same here.
And it was us. It was the Arsenal. And then number 1, I put Arsenal to win the league. And it was Manchester City again. How boring.
Obviously,
Man City win the league again. Oh, fantastic. Wow, whoop-de-doo. So finishing that off, obviously we do everything else. Tom, the golden boot last year, we both put Haaland. We do it every year, but we were like, what's the point? But yeah, we both put Haaland. Yeah. It was Haaland. player of the year, I put Haaland to win that as well.
I put Odegaard.
Yeah, and it was won by Phil Foden. So both of us got that wrong. Young player of the year, I put Bukayo Saka.
But Cole will.
Yeah, and you said at the time it would probably be someone from Chelsea. You were correct. It was Palmer, but it wasn't the player you picked, but it was the team.
So someone who had a considerably better season than Cole will.
Yeah, yeah. The FA Cup, I put Chelsea.
Newcastle.
Yeah, it was won by Manchester United. The League Cup, I picked Liverpool. I said Klopp will definitely get something. And they did.
And I had the runners-up Chelsea.
Yeah, so we predicted the final at least. That's not too bad. And then all the European trophies, the Conference League, we both put Villa because we were like Unai Emery. He knows what he's doing in those competitions. Olympiacos won that. The Europa League.
What
me
a
and
competition!
You, me and you, the Europa League. We both went Brighton.
Yeah.
Looked at all the teams in it. We're like Brighton.
This is going to be a shock to me. I genuinely forgot who won that.
Yeah, Atalanta. Yeah, it was a good. They beat Bayer Leverkusen. Brilliant final.
Adamola
Lookman hat trick, weren't it? Brilliant game for him. And then the Champions League, we both picked Manchester City, and it was won by Real Madrid, as per usual.
Of course, it was.
So, Tom, that's that done. Are you ready to do your table for this season, my friend?
Yes. I'm ready. I've got it here. What are we doing? Are we starting bottom to top? Are we doing the meat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the bottom 3?
Yeah.
And then the top 6 and then the rest in between, or do you just want to go bottom to top?
Why don't we do our bottom? We'll say our bottom. I'll say my bottom 3, and then you say your bottom 3.
Yeah.
And then we'll just fly through you know, the meaningless up until like, what? So we'll do 17th to 11th, get them out of the way.
Yep.
And then we'll do, yeah, then we'll maybe go more depth, 10 to 1.
Okay. Right. Give me, right. Who's getting out? Who's going? Who's relegated, right. Tom? Bottom three.
20th. And I didn't know at the time that they've just sold a player. Southampton. They're coming rock bottom. You're not good enough. I'm sorry. You've just sold Bella Kotchap.
Oh, is he gone?
Yeah, sold him to...
Oh, no.
Genoa. Was it Genoa? No, not Genoa. They've just sold
him. No, I don't. I don't, actually.
Yeah, very good.
No, Arsenal sold Norton Cuffey to Genoa today,
that's,
didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hoffenheim, that's it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but he's pure A brilliant, isn't he? Catch up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very, again, quality. Quality, quality yeah. Puns.
Saucy
puns. Yeah. Again, very good. Yeah. I'm not gonna chime in. No, I can't think of anything that you've taken.
Fair on. Enough. Yeah. Okay.
Hoffenheim. 12.8 million.
Oh, good set.
There you go. 19th, I've gone for Leicester.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've sold Dewsbury Hall. Mm-hmm. I don't have they got a points deduction? I don't know. Has anyone got any idea? Yeah. Is that happening? Yeah.
See, I've when I've done mine, I was looking at it thinking, hang on a sec, there's three teams here that could be getting points deductions, so I don't know what, but yeah. I'm going off it based on today, which is obviously Monday the 12th of August. So kill me, yell at me in the comments, whatever afterwards. Yeah. But yeah.
So Southampton, Leicester, and the final 18th, the final relegation spot, Forest. Your time is up. Get out.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about them. They might get a points deduction. Are they one of the teams who could get a
they are. Deduction? Yeah. So it's them, Leicester and Everton that are the ones that are looking at the deductions. But yeah, funny enough, our bottom three is exactly the same.
Oh,
I've done Southampton last, Leicester and Nottingham Forest.
Well, look at that. That is ball knowledge for you.
Yeah, reason being, I think Southampton aren't good enough. I know they're, like you said, they're selling a couple and they're going to try and bring a few in, but I don't think they've got enough to stay up. Leicester, like you said, their best player got bought by Chelsea. I know Vardy and that's still there, but I don't believe that's enough to see him through. And Steve Cooper, as much as he's a nice guy, I don't think he's good enough as a manager to survive in the Premier League this time round. And then Forest, I'm like you. I think Forest were very lucky last season. And if they get another points deduction, I can't see them making it up. I don't think they're good enough to make it up.
No, I think they were lucky with the quality of teams that were in the Premier League last season.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for them three that went down. Luton, they did a good job. They were entertaining at the very least, but they were a poor team. And obviously the other two, it's a bit of a write-off that season.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Sheffield United and Burnley, you know, Burnley, obviously people got sucked into the company factor, me included. And they were trying to play that football that won them the championship in the Premier League. And it was just like, no.
They did well to not break the lowest points tallies, really.
Like, yeah.
I'm fairly impressed with that.
Yeah. Okay, so do you want to do your 17th to 11th now then, Tom?
Yeah, I'll just fly through these.
Go for it, mate.
17th. Ipswich, I think they'll just survive. I like, got a bit of a soft spot for Ipswich anyway. Brentford, I think they'll have another poor season. Everton, Bournemouth, just lost Solanke. Wolves in 13th. Brighton in 12th. Again, there's that decline. I don't know much about their new manager. And 11th, Palace, which I think will be a fairly decent finish for them.
Okay, so I've done 17th, and I think they're going to struggle this year. Brentford, Ivan Toney. I don't know where he's going to go. I saw this morning he was linked with Saudi. I think probably looking at it, that's probably the best place for it. Well, everyone else that needs a striker in the Premier League has already got one. Apart from Arsenal, I don't see him joining Arsenal. So I don't know who else in the Premier League is going to buy him. Spurs have just bought Solanke. Chelsea are buying whoever they want. They're just buying everybody. Man United don't want him. City don't want him. So I don't know where else he could go, really. 16th, I think Ipswich are going to survive. I think they're going to scalp a few teams along the way. I like Kieran McKenna. I like what they've got down there. They've got a few good players as well. So yeah, I'm gonna back Ipswich. And again, it's the local factor. Like you, I haven't necessarily got soft spot, but yeah, they're local, so I'll keep it.
They've bought a few players as well, haven't they? They've had quite a half decent transfer window.
I think early on, it was like
every week, it's like, oh, they've signed him. What signing?
Well, I know that the big one they wanted was Hutchinson permanently, weren't it? So they managed to get that over the line. So that's a big one for them. 15th, Tom, I've gone for Everton. Again, you know, Dyche ball keeps you up 9 times out of 10. Even with a deduction, I think they're still good enough with that system that they play to scout points off people.
Yeah.
You know, kick people and put it in the mix of football will work. Yeah. So I think he's going to keep them in. 14th, I've done Wolves. Okay. I think that they've obviously lost Neto now, which is a big, big player. I don't know how they're going to find to replace him, but I think Gary O'Neill's good enough, but they're just, you know, they are going to be where they're going to be, which is 14th.
13th, well, that Neto thing, that's awkward to judge, isn't it? Because it's like, he's a really good player, but how much of an impact did he really make at Wolves? Because he barely plays, isn't he?
Yeah.
I know he got quite... What did he... was it... Yeah, I don't know. But he obviously contributes when he plays, but he doesn't play very often.
He had such a good record against the conventional top six as well. So it's like, if he can stay fit, for Chelsea, he's an amazing signing. I mean, I'd have loved him at Arsenal, but you just can't trust him to stay fit. That's the problem. No. But yeah, anyway, 13th, Tom, I've done Brighton.
Wow.
I think that new manager, I think they're going to struggle. I know normally Brighton somehow miraculously pull this off and everything else like this, but I'm like, you got promoted from the German second division into the Bundesliga and then left straight away, and I think they're going to lose a few good players, Brighton. I think they're going to get scalped. It hasn't started yet, but I think they're going to start getting scalped. But I think they're going to struggle. 12th, Tom, I've done West Ham. Wow. I know they've bought quite well, but I do not rate Lopetegui as a manager. I don't think he's that guy. I didn't think he was very good when he was at Wolves. I just West Ham have always baffled me anyway. But I look at it and I think to myself, you know, the best thing you could have probably done was go for Graham Potter, and yet they ended up with this guy. I don't understand it. I mean, weird one for me. And then 11th, Tom, I have done Bournemouth.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, like you said, they've lost Solanke. That's a big hit for them. But I do like that manager. I like the manager they've got there, and I like some of the other players they've got. I think Semenyo is a very good player. I've always liked Billing. Tyler Adams is a good player. Yeah. But I think they're gonna struggle a bit, old Bournemouth this year. So give me 10th to 7th, Tom.
Right, 10th. Actually, I forgot about this team when I was doing the table. I got to the end. I was like, I'm missing a team here. And that team is Chelsea.
Oh, my Lord.
I've got Chelsea 10th. Who knows? Who knows?
You could either be a genius or well off here. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then, just to be controversial, Fulham in 9th to finish above Chelsea. I think probably the fact they've signed Emile Smith-Rowe is playing a factor in that. So I'm like, oh yeah, go on, Fulham. 8th, I have gone for Newcastle. Yeah, I don't know if they've not really signed anyone, I don't think. I know they're after Gahey, but yeah, I don't know if he makes much of a difference to them, to be honest. It seems like Gordon might be on his way to Liverpool, supposedly. And then 7th, I have gone for Man United. I've put them a place lower. I've got them lower than last season. I don't get it. I really don't. He's not a good manager. He's not good. Mm. It's proper awful football. They've got no style of play. It is literally defend and we'll just hoof it and counter-attack. I don't get it. I think they should have sacked him.
Yeah.
I'm glad they did keep him. But I think they should have got rid, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So for me, again, I did exactly the same as you with 10th place. I was like, hang on a sec. I'm missing a team. Who am I missing? And my 10th was Fulham. I actually, as much as I hate Marco Silva as a manager, I can't abide the guy. I do believe that they've got enough players there to get them a top 10 finish. I think I think Smith Rowe and Iwobi are going to cook, as the kids say. I think they're going to be really good together. And I'm excited. You know, I've always got, like you said earlier, soft spot for Smith Rowe. So yeah, top 10. There you go. Ninth, I'm going to go for Crystal Palace. I think even though they've lost Elise, I think they're keeping Eze for now. That one could develop towards the end of the window. But I think that Glasner's a good manager, mate. I think he knows what he's doing. And they're going to, you know, Mateta's there as well. I think they've got enough firepower to keep them through. Eighth, for me, I've gone for Chelsea. Yeah. I think they're not going to completely fall off, like you've said. But I can see this guy potentially getting sacked by Christmas. And then they'll probably get someone that the fans generally do want and like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think this guy is going to be their manager after Christmas. I really don't. It seemed like he was a rushed appointment to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, out of all the managers they were linked with, it was like, really, Maresca? Like, really? I don't know if they're doing the whole, because he's, you know, Arteta was Pep's assistant, and look what he's done for Arsenal now. I don't know if they're trying to do the same thing.
That's exactly what it is. That bloke, he doesn't have a clue, does he, that bloke?
He just copies what everyone else is doing.
Yeah, yeah. He goes, you go for that player, we'll go for him. Yeah. Buy all these, let's go on Football Manager and look at all the best potential youngsters and sign all that. I cannot for the life of me understand why players are signing for Chelsea. What do you think is going to happen?
Money, Tom.
Yeah, that's it. It's got to be for money. Because what do you think is going to happen? You're not going to. They've got like 50 odd first team players. You're not going to play. You're not even going to get in the squad half the time.
No.
What are they doing?
That's the thing is that they're definitely going to do a fire sale of some of them that they don't want anymore.
They've banned Broyer and Chalobah. It's like you're a bunch of scumbags. Yeah. Like your homegrown talent. Chalobah is a decent player.
Mm.
You're just trying to force him out just so you can get your PSR up, or whatever it is. The PSR just so you can recoup the money that you've spent on these stupid little wonder kids.
Yeah. Has Gallagher gone to Atletico Madrid? Has that definitely been done?
I think so, but it seemed very like he just didn't want to go. From what I read, he made his decision. They gave him a deadline, didn't they? A minute before the deadline.
Because that's a...
I think he's gone.
Yeah, that one for me as well is I'm like, well, you know, he's pretty much... Weren't he their captain for a long time last season?
He was their captain. Yeah. I think apart from Palmer, he got like most of the assists and scored a lot of goals.
I'm with you. They are absolutely baffling. For me, Tom, seventh, I've gone for the Geordies. And again, that's purely based, like you said. I think they might lose Gordon, but they've still got the firepower. But I don't know. I mean, they're going to need a big season from a lot of these players. I mean, they've got no Europe, have they? So I think I don't think they've got any Europe at all, as far as I'm aware.
They got knocked out of it by United winning the FA Cup,
there you go then. So I think that might help them because obviously they struggled the season just gone with the Champions League and everything on top. But I think they're going to be seventh. So Tom, give me sixth to fifth, and then we'll do top four after that. So sixth to fifth, please, Tom.
So my sixth place, completely in contrast with you, I've gone with West Ham. I think they've made some brilliant signings. I really like Fulkrug. I think he's perfect for West Ham. Kudus, second season. I think he was brilliant last season. I think they will kick on a bit. They had a good season under Moyes. They just didn't like his football, do they, the West Ham fans? So I think they'll play slightly better football. And I think, yeah, I think having a proper striker, because I mean, they've been playing with, you know, it's like Antonio, Mikel Antonio, he's not a real striker, really. And it, and Bowen up front, he did a decent job, but he's really a winger. So I think with Fulcrib there, I think he's going to nick a few goals against some big teams as well. And then fifth place, I've gone for Villa, which I think will be decent for them, considering they've got Champions League to contend with. I know they've made some signings, but not thought too much of them, to be honest. I know Onana's gone there. Would have liked about Arsenal. But obviously, they lost Douglas Luiz, so that sort of just replaced him. I think Luiz is better than Onana as well, so I think they've got worse in that respect. So West Ham sixth, Villa fifth.
Okay, so I have done for sixth, I have done Tottenham, I've done the Spurs, and fifth, yeah. I've gone for Manchester United. I'm with you. I don't think he's good enough to get them top four, but I think fifth, yeah, I think he can get them fifth. But he's another one. It would not shock me if he's gone by Christmas as well.
Yeah. Well, they were interviewing other managers and were like, hey, none of them want the job. So we're just going to, we back you. It's like, you don't back him. You're literally hoping to get someone else in, but none of them wanted to take the job.
I mean, in an ideal world, he would be sacked by Christmas and then it would be Gareth Southgate and Steve Holland at Man United. That is the dream of every rival fan.
The Goldbridge clips would be immense.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. I actually really like
Goldbridge, but it'd just be funny.
Same. I watched these clips from the weekend, and the way he talks about Bernardo Silva is hilarious.
Yeah.
Like he was calling him nearly every expletive under the sun, and he's like, oh, but he's a good player though. But he's a good player. But then he's like, he is great, Goldbridge. He is good fun. He really is. Okay, Tom, so top four, please.
So fourth place.
Should we do our fourth each and then our third each and then our second and then our third?
Yeah.
Should we do that one?
Yeah, we'll do it that way.
Go on then, who you got four?
I think really, I imagine it's probably, we've probably got three, two and one the same. But
in fourth place,
I've got the Spuds.
Okay.
I think the fourth place this season, I think it's going to be very, genuinely, I think any team that I've got Spurs, Villa, West Ham, United and Newcastle, I think that'll be very close for that fourth spot. I think any of them, I think it'll be incredibly tight. I think there'll be a bit of a gap. So I put Fulham in ninth. I think there'll be a gap to ninth from eighth.
Yeah.
But I think the top eight, from eight to four, I think it'll be very close. Yeah, I think Spurs are just better than the rest.
Yeah, see, for me, I've gone for Villa. Even though they've got Champions League and I know Emery can get distracted, I still think with Bailey, Watkins, McGinn, Onana, who I know he's maybe not as productive as David Luiz, but he's better, you know, he's better at dueling. And do you know what I mean? Before that, but if people try and go over the top of Villa, he's going to stop that and then give that to the players that can cause people damage. So I actually think on like transition and the counter, they're probably going to be a lot more lethal than they already are. So I do
feel like, I mean, this could go for Spurs as well, but I do feel like people will suss them out this season. Because last season, it was like a ridiculously high line.
Yeah.
And I think it was just, what is this? Like, what is going on? And I think it caught a lot of people off guard.
Mm.
I mean, I still put them fifth. I still think, like I say, it's going to be tight.
Yeah.
I think they could get fourth, but I think...
I think
it'll be spot this season. I think Spurs.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with what you say as well. I think Solanke, Son, and Kulusevski is a good front three. As much as, you know, rivalry aside, I think that's a good front three, personally. Okay, Tom, third, please, my friend.
Scousers.
Yeah, same as me.
I think it'll be very much the same as last season. I think it'll be. I mean, I was never worried about them last season. Like, I know that they were, you know, they were top and it was a free horse race, but there was just something about them. I was like, there's just something wrong with them. Because I mean, they always like conceded a goal first. They were always behind. I just never felt that threatened. But I do feel like they it would be much of the same as last season, where it'll sort of be they'll comfortably finish third, but I don't think they'll be as close to second and first as they were last season.
Yeah, see, I look at it and I think the same as you, in that defensively, I've still got massive reservations about. I think if they get Zubimendi over the line, that is a humongous signing. I think that would help them, because Endo, as much as he runs around and kicks people and everything else like that, he's not as good as Scousers make him out to be, which is, you know, half their tick. You know, I know Arsenal fans can be guilty of it as well, but if there's a team that overhyped players more than anybody, it's Scousers, mate, because, you know, everyone's world class up there. You know, everyone's the greatest player in the league. So
that would be decent if they can convince that Zubimendi to go to them.
Yeah.
I know we've tried a few times. He's basically like, no, I don't want to leave Spain. He just doesn't want to. I think he's just waiting for Barcelona to be able to afford him.
The thing with Liverpool is the minute they're linked with a player, within 3 to 4 days, they get that player. It's not like Arsenal where we muck around and, oh, no, I don't want to pay that either. If they go, this is who we want, this is our target, they go and buy him. That's the difference. But again, I think as well, though, I don't know enough about this slot as a manager still. I know they beat us in pre-season. From what I was told, though, it weren't that, you know, like an overall domination. We just couldn't score again, as per.
Yeah.
But I think they're clinically efficient, but I wouldn't necessarily say they're as strong as a side as who we've got in the top two. I think the other two are better overall teams, but they might not have to fight. You know, Liverpool's firepower can't be, even with Nunes. I still think they've got enough. You know, Diaz, Salah, Jota. I think they've got enough there that's going to score on goals. Yeah, I really do.
Good. I think what you said about Priest is, I think the same thing. They beat United, didn't they? I think they beat, was it like 3 or 4 nil?
Mm.
Something like that. And I think it was the same thing for that. I think they, looking at the stats, I think Liverpool had like 3 shots on target, scored 3 goals. And it looked like United battered them. Obviously, I didn't watch the game, but judging by the stats, it looked like United had they were a bit lucky.
Okay, second, Tom.
Oh, City. That's City to come second. That's with a 60-point deduction as well.
I've done the same again. Second year in a row. Yeah.
It just can't happen, can it? 5 in a row. It just feels like it can't happen. Well, I mean, it definitely can because it's City, but surely just let us have a go.
I mean, we're going to get so many people now going too delusional, idiotic Arsenal fans as per, but I just think it's time. And I don't know. It's a really hard start for Arsenal, but I know we're using this time now to talk about City, but I think there's a lot of players there that I'm surprised they haven't got rid of them. I think he needs to clear out a few of them still.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, De Bruyne is going to stay. Me personally, I'm shocked Grealish is still there.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Guardiola's back in that. I don't think Guardiola backs Grealish that much anymore. Edison is linked. Will he go? Will he not go? And everything else. But I think Ortega's a better goalkeeper than him anyway. So if he does go and Ortega comes in, I think they've actually upgraded there. But I think
Ortega is a good goalkeeper.
Mm.
Maybe a better shot stopper, but in terms of the passing, I think Edison is ridiculous. I'm not sure. Ortega is still good with his feet, but I'm not sure he's got that, like, pings it, like, 80 yards to someone's feet.
And he definitely can't take the penalties. Like, Edison's penalties are incredible. That one on the weekend was sensational. have you got anything else before we obviously move on to what we want to talk about? Is there anything else City-wise? Have you got any concerns with City? Is there anything that you're making you think that they're not going to? Because people reckon I've seen other people say the wheels are going to cut. Some of them have got them at like fourth and everything else like that. I don't think they're going to collapse.
No, I mean, they don't seem to. So you could worry about their back four, maybe, is a bit of a is a bit of a worry. You know, Kyle Walker again, he's older.
Yeah.
Ake's not really a proper left back.
If Walker plays like he played in the Euros, bloody hell. That'd be fantastic. Teams will do them every week.
But the trouble, it doesn't matter though, does it? They have so much of the ball. I mean, we touched it in the Arsenal video, but people can't be bothered to play against them. No one cares.
Yeah.
But I think that's their biggest strength, is that no one cares about them. There's no rivalry of anyone. You know, people just turn up and go, oh, I can't really be bothered to chase them around, and we're probably going to lose anyway, so we'll just let them win. Whereas everyone else has to actually try to get points. Yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping De Bruyne does go. Yeah. Really hope there's time for
De Bruyne. I can't see him going.
I think if he goes, that's a big... Well, it's massive, isn't it? It's massive if he goes. I know he didn't play that much last season, but he's still got, what, like 12 odd assists or something?
Yeah, I mean, they're so ridiculous that obviously they've sold Alvarez and managed to get like 80 odd million for him, which is, I didn't know Atletico Madrid had 8 million, let alone 80.
yeah.
They're just going to do something. They're just going to go buy like Musiala this week or someone, aren't they? That's just what they do.
Yeah. Well, they've obviously bought that Savinho.
Yeah.
But they need a backup striker, really, don't they? Because obviously when Haaland was out, you go, oh, the backup striker is probably the second best striker in the league with Alvarez.
Yeah.
Like it'd start for any other team in the league, but you don't start for City.
Mm. Well, you know, if Man City want to spend that 80 million on Nketiah, then, you know, I'd be they're more than welcome.
It'd do well for them.
Yeah.
Well, anyone would. I'd do well for City. I don't know. I can't. Yeah. It's probably more in hope. I think we said last season that Arsenal should win the league based on what we've done. City got worse. Yeah, City lost some players. They didn't really strengthen. So we were like, Arsenal have to win the league. Maybe we should have done, but...
Yeah. Yeah. So obviously first, again, 2 years in a row, we've gone for the Arsenal. Genuinely, because people are going to say that we've done this with heart instead of head. Again, at the moment, I'm looking at it thinking you've got to pull something out your ass bigger this window.
Yeah.
Because I do, maybe I'm a hopeless romantic or whatever you want to call me. I do believe that we are going to sign a forward player and he's going to be someone special.
Right,
you know, I've seen these about Kingsley Coman on Kingsley Coman for me on loan is not that don't you know that don't tickle my pickle, as people would say. I don't,
you know,
I'm not running on a train to go to the armory to get the new Monsters Inc. shirt with Kingsley Coman written on the back of it.
No,
but I believe that we're going to pull someone out the bag, and everyone's going to go, oh,
who though? I mean, who is there? I don't think there's many decent strikers out there.
I know you're still... Oh, I'm not sure about... I think Gyökeres, Tom. I think Gyökeres would be such a good signing.
Well, hasn't that... We went for him and it's basically like not happening.
I think they've said that obviously there's clauses and everything in there, but we haven't even bid. I think it's one of them where it's like, oh, right. Arsenal are interested. You know, yeah, I'm interested in Rhea Ripley, but don't mean it's happening, does it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's a lot of things I'm interested in.
Yeah. We could
not made a bid though.
Yeah. We can all express an interest. Doesn't mean that it's actually going to happen.
I know you mentioned him earlier in the video. Genuinely, I think go get Ivan Toney.
He doesn't suit the group, Tom. He's too much of an arse.
I know he's a bit of a knob. I know he's a bit of a knob.
Arteta don't have knobs, does he? He does not have knobs.
He's got a massive knob.
Arteta, as much as Arteta has a big knob, I don't think he's going to want a knob in the dressing room, Tom.
Arteta has
massive bollocks. We all know this.
I don't think it will happen. But I think we don't need a striker. I don't think Arsenal need a striker who is going to score 30 goals a season. We need a striker who's just a bit stronger than Havertz. I think Havertz is the type of player that we need up. And Tony can hold the ball up. I think you think about the game against City away last season.
Yeah.
I don't think we played for the draw. I just think we weren't very good that day. I don't think we did play for the draw. But I think if you have Tony up front, Tony holds the ball up. He bullies them two centre-backs. And he holds the ball up. And he gives, you know, Trossard and Martinelli and Saka and Odegaard time to get up the pitch and help him. And I think we potentially score. You know, it doesn't have to be him scoring the goals. We just need someone to hold the ball up against the bigger teams like that. Because really, what more can we do?
Chris Wood? Might as well buy Chris Wood. If you just want someone to hold the ball up and link play, you might as well buy Chris Wood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Chris Wood
enough? That's what I feel with it. He's got a nice face. He looks friendly, doesn't he, Chris Wood?
Yeah, he does.
I mean, his surname is Wood, so...
Yeah, that's true. He could be.
Christopher Wood.
I mean, this
I don't know what we need.
I'm really confused, Tom, in that are we going to go for a wide forward player to give competition to Martinelli and Saka so we can rotate them? Or are we actually going to sign a centre forward? That's what I'm thinking. Because for me, I know you're saying who's there and everything else, but I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, if you can't find somebody that's better than Nelson or Nketiah, then what you're lying to me. You're lying.
Yeah, I think obviously Nico Williams. I don't think that will happen.
No, he got given a. Like, I don't know if you saw this morning. He got given a number 10 shirt at Bilbao. So they've given him a new. Well, they're giving him a new shirt and contract apparently. So yeah, that's finished. Yeah, chalk him off, mate.
I mean, we're not particularly linked with anyone really either.
No.
I feel like we went for Sesko. It was like, it was basically, if you listen to social media, Sesko was done. It was a done deal. And then he decided to stay at Leipzig, like Red Bull.
Yeah.
Which that was the thing, the right decision for him.
That was £55 million, yeah?
Yeah.
So for me, I'm like, that's still got to be in the kitty, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Because we sold Smith Rowe for 35 and bought Calafiori for 33. So clearly there's this 55 million still. Plus some of the other players that are going. I don't know. I look at it and I go, Kudus has an 85 million buyout clause from West Ham. He would sort everything out.
Yeah, yeah.
Isak at Newcastle has a 110 million pound clause.
Oh, I don't think...
He would sort everything out, wouldn't he?
Oh, no, I don't think he would. I don't know. There's something about Isak. I think he just looks too weak. There's just something about him I don't like. I don't think he's worth that money.
He's still got 20 plus. I think he got 25 goals last season, Tom. Scores goals, Tom.
Like, could we get Watkins? Would they want 100 mil for Watkins?
Watkins is interesting in the point of view of where he's an Arsenal fan. I think he would push for the transfer.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We'd have to pay Villa. Villa are not selling him for cheap.
No.
But yeah, I mean, Watkins is ideal because, again, you can play him all across the front three.
Yeah, and he's got that. He's like strong, isn't he? Strong, got the hold-up play. He's got a decent touch.
Yeah.
He's a bit, you know, he's quicker, obviously, than someone like Tony.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't know what more we can do. Because the thing that worries me about this is, like, I've never seen us do so well against the top six teams.
Yeah.
I mean, did we lose against any of them? I don't think we took four points from Liverpool, four from City.
Villa, we lost twice, didn't we, if you count them as top six?
Yeah. But if you look at the traditional top...
No, we didn't lose.
Normally batter us.
Didn't lose to any of them.
You know when, like, Sky will put the table up and it'll be like, City, they've got basically 100% points from the top six teams. Then it'll be us. It's like we've conceded 58 goals. We got a point against Spurs at home.
Yeah. No, we.
But now it's, I don't see how can we really do that again?
Yeah, it's tough.
I don't know.
It's really, really tough. But yeah, so obviously Arsenal, we've backed them to win the league. So we'll see what happens here. Right, Tom. This is the other fun part that we always do. Again, probably absolutely stupid question. Golden boot, Tom. Who's winning the golden boot in the Premier League this year?
Yeah, it's going to be Haaland again.
Yeah, I've picked Haaland. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Crackle. Okay. Okay, Tom.
You're boring.
The player of the year in the Premier League this year, please. Who's it going to be and why?
Right. for the second year in a row, I've gone for Martin Ødegaard. Basically for the same reasons as last time. If Arsenal are going to win the league, he's going to be the captain. He's going to be our best player.
Yeah.
He's going to get player of the year, hopefully. Mm-hmm. He deserves it. But
so,
based on my other two choices, you wouldn't think Arsenal were going to win the league. So,
well, so for me, for player of the year, I've gone similar sort of theme. I've done Arsenal, but I think, like you, if we're going to win the league, this guy is going to have a massive, massive impact in it. And that is William Saliba. I think all the pundits love William Saliba, so that I think that's going to tilt it as well. Because I know... Yeah. I know people go on about Odegaard, but the pundits love De Bruyne, don't they? So Odegaard doesn't really get as much. But they all agree that Saliba's the best centre-back. Even Rio Ferdinand talks about how Saliba's the best. So
strange that he wasn't even in the conversation for, like, young player of the season last year either, was he? He just wasn't mentioned at all.
Yeah.
It was like you say, everyone's like going, oh, he's the best. He's like probably the best centre-back, top three centre-backs in the world. Is that what? He's not even up for young player of the season. He's not even up for grabs.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is strange.
Yeah, no. I think Saliba's going to be the player of the year this year for me. Young player of the year, please, Tom.
I have gone. This might be recency bias because of the game at the weekend. I've gone for Oscar Bob.
Same as me.
I think. Yeah. Like, what a player! That's what worries me about City. I just think. Like, they haven't even got to buy anyone. It's like, you just happen to have, like, the next best winger in the league just sat on the bench. Yeah, nice one.
He is a silly player, mate. He's so good.
I think Foden will drop off. And surely he'll play. Mm. You can't not play him on the right side. He's too good.
Mm.
He'll play. He'll get, like, 15 goals and 15 assists.
Well, looking at it at the moment... He's better than Grealish and he's better than Doku on current form. So he's got to play him.
Definitely.
He has to play him.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Okay, Tom. FA Cup, please. Who's winning the FA Cup this year?
Well, I've put Arsenal. So I've put.
Oh, wow.
I've got us doing the double.
Wow.
More because I think we've got to win something. If we don't win the league, you've got to win the FA Cup, surely. you've got to win something, Mickey. We can't keep sitting here going, oh well, at least we enjoyed watching the season.
Yeah.
So Arsenal.
Okay. I've picked Manchester City for the FA Cup. I think they've got to win something. League Cup,
please. Yeah. No, that's so true, actually. City have got to win something. I'll put Newcastle to win the league. I've got City not winning a trophy.
Ooh.
Unless you count the Community Shield as a trophy.
Do you want to change your mind?
No. No, I'm going to stick with my gun.
You're going to go in with the Geordies?
Yeah.
Okay. I've picked the Scousers again.
Yeah.
I think with that front line, lots of teams rotate. And I think, I think regardless of who they play up front, they'll probably smash most of the teams in the League Cup.
Yeah.
The Europa Conference League, please, Tom.
I've just gone for Chelsea. I mean, they've got 681 players.
Yeah.
They've got plenty of rotation for the conference.
Yeah.
And basically, they're the only team I could think that are in the competition.
Yeah. I've looked at it and I was like trying to figure out who drops down from the Europa League if they don't qualify into it. And Wikipedia did not help me. I've gone for Chelsea, like you.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it and I'm like, who's the best of this bunch? Looks like it's Chelsea.
Yeah.
So I picked. Do I want Chelsea to win it? God no, but I've picked them. I mean, if they win that, yeah, they're gonna be like, oh, we're the only English team to have completed the set. We've won all three. And I just
grow up.
I can't be bothered.
That's not a thing. Once you weren't good enough to qualify for even the Europa League, you just happened to be against like the team who finished third in the Swedish league.
Yeah.
Like, but of course you're going to win the conference league. Yeah, if you don't win it, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, that's the thing is that's what they're going to do though, aren't they? They're going to be like, we're the only team that's won the set.
Oh yeah. We've done the European treble.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well done. It's a made up competition.
Yeah. Yeah. Europa League, please, Tom. Who's winning that?
I have gone for Athletic Bilbao.
Oh my goodness, same as me.
Oh no! I thought I had a really good pick there.
So did I. I was like, he won't pick these. He won't pick these.
No, yeah. I love Nico Williams so much. I've gone. I've heard of him now. I know who he plays for.
Yeah,
they're going to win the Europa League.
Yeah, I looked at it and was like, they won the Spanish Cup last season, and they were
right. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they beat a lot of the big clubs along the way. So yeah. I'm like, they're really good in knockout. Because they know they're not going to win the league, so they like go for the cups.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, yeah, I really fancy them in the Europa. Because again, like you've said, to be fair, if we're looking at it on paper, Man United should be winning this at a canter, and if they don't, it's embarrassing. But I think Atletico Bilbao. Yeah, I'm with you. I think Bilbao are going to. I think they're going to do it, Tom.
Bilbao, get in the comments, Bilbao. We're up the Bilbao.
Yeah. Yeah,
that sounds wrong, actually.
Champions League, please, Tom.
I have gone for.
Now remember, Bayern this Munich. Is the new. This is the new format. This is, you know, it's the new silly Champions League. It's ridiculous now.
Bayern Munich.
Wow.
Go for Bayern Munich.
You're going to back Vincent Kompany.
Oh God, yeah.
Vincent Kompany in his second ever job.
Oh no.
Oh no, third, sorry. He was at Anderlecht or something, weren't he, first? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, I've had a nightmare there.
Yeah. So
why did I pick Bayern? I picked them just because they'd signed Elise. And he's only gonna play like 10 games for them because he's gonna get injured.
I was shocked.
They're gonna sell Musiala to City.
I thought he's gonna pick Leverkusen because of Xhaka. I was like, he's definitely as I was thinking this afternoon, I was like, he's picking Leverkusen. I was like, he's going to go, Granit Xhaka, love him.
No, they're going to go the whole season without winning a game now.
Yeah, to be fair, after we spanked them the other day, they don't look very good at all.
Yeah.
Where this is like a new format now, and it's actually like a 19-game league, it's ridiculous. I was thinking, who are the most consistent teams at like actually winning leagues? And I'm going to back it, Tom. I'm going for Inter Milan.
Oh,
I think Inzaghi is one of the most underrated managers.
Yeah.
And I think he's got enough nous there to grind teams down. And where it's an actual league to begin with, I think he's going to get enough points to get them into the knockouts and everything and do it that way.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I'm backing Inter Milan.
Oh, okay. So I don't really mind the new format for the Champions League. I think it's quite good how it's like, you're guaranteed like a couple of games against the big boys.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? You play eight. It's basically you play eight group games now. You play two against like the top, you know, pot one, two against pot two and so on. So basically you get some like really good games.
It's going to be ridiculously confusing, but we'll figure it out as we go.
I think essentially the way it works is everyone qualifies for the next round, isn't it? Is it something ridiculous?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I mean, the whole thing is just that, you know, they're desperate for money. Let's play more games. We're going to have game. You know, I'm just going to enjoy it until we have games that are against, you know, sorry, games that are on in America, in Australia, in Singapore, in Saudi. Because, I mean, as much as, you know, I know people get up around the world and everything else like that, the thought of me having to get up at 3 a.m. to watch games just it hurts me.
Yeah.
It hurts me. I watched the pre-season game against Man United and the coverage that I watched was ESPN Plus. They had Casey Keller commentating. Now, Casey Keller, I respect him as a former professional. and a goalkeeper. He's done more in his he's done more in his life than I probably will in a million times. But Jesus Christ, Tom, what a if sleeping tablets had a voice, it'd be Casey Keller. Honestly.
Is he the Leicester? Is he Leicester goalkeeper?
Leicester.
I could picture him in the Walkers. Yeah. The green Walkers goalie top.
Yeah, but honestly, mate, oh my God, I was like, please, stop talking.
Yeah, you know, that is a shame.
It was one of them where I was like, if they swapped him with Michael Owen, I would rather have listened to Michael Owen. And Michael Owen's voice is awful.
Yeah, it
Yeah.
Just get it back on ITV.
Yeah.
Get it back to the good old, that's when it went down here, when it went to whatever they're called now. Well, that channel's called.
TNT. I mean, Sky were all right for Champions League. I never mind, you know, when Sky had it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the pundits that they use now are just, the level is dipping big time.
Oh, just get out. You don't need every, what, they're going to ruin the FA Cup. Is it this season they're ruining the FA Cup? They've got the FA Cup this season, so it's, you've got to pay to watch the FA Cup.
No.
So no one's going to care about the FA Cup. I'm not going to watch that. I've not got TNT Sports on my telly.
No,
I'm not going to watch the FA Cup. I'm not going to watch it on my iPad. I can't be bothered. Yeah. That's the thing. The FA Cup, it used to be on BBC and ITV and all that.
Yeah,
you'd sit there. It'd be 2 o'clock on a Sunday. You go, what's on the telly? It'd be like, oh, it's Hereford versus Barnsley. Yeah, I'll give that a go. I'll watch that. Yeah. I'll watch the second half of this.
Yeah.
Now I'm not putting Hereford versus Barnsley on TNT Sports. I'm not paying an extra £800 to watch that.
Oh yeah, if you're putting Hereford versus Barnsley behind a paywall, criminal that is.
Surely the teams are losing out of money. Yeah. I don't know.
If anyone from Hereford or Barnsley are listening, no disrespect to your two clubs, I don't feel you should be behind that paywall. That's what I'm saying.
No, you should be on free telly. If you're on free telly, I'll watch it. I'll put you on. Yeah. I don't know about these. Oh, Barnsley, they used to be in the Prem. Let's watch them.
Yeah.
And it would be like, you know, it could be like the best game in the FA Cup that year. Mm. Oh, Hereford, they've scored a last-minute winner against Barnsley. What a game. It was on ITV.
Yeah.
But no, they've had to ruin it.
Exactly. All right. Well, before we go, I'll just chuck these two up here just to get people in. So Fantasy Premier League is back. There it is on the screen. For the audio listeners, the code is 083SQN. So that is 083SQN. And then finally, the Super Six again. We're doing that for a second year running. And I will actually remember to play it this time. I know last season I played it for a few weeks and then I couldn't be bothered anymore. So the code for that, again, for the audio listeners that can't see it on the screen, is 7UWRZP. Tom, is there anything else you want to add before we leave?
Bring on. Let's just bring on the season. Let's enjoy it. I'm going to pay less attention to Twitter this season because it's just a lot of people trolling, isn't it? It's just a lot of CFC tubs on there going, they're all stat merchants, aren't they? It's, my mate Jim, he played 70 minutes for Chelsea and he scored one goal. He's got more goals than Declan Rice and he cost £100 million. It's all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
It's all trolls. Just grow up and give it a rest.
You've got to be a part of it, but then you hate being a part of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just that a lot of them just make fools of it because they'll say something and then the opposite. I mean, the United Trey, whatever he says, I find it quite funny. He's not the worst troll because whatever he says, the opposite happens.
Yeah.
But like he's the biggest jinx. He went to the Leverkusen Europa League final, didn't he?
I was about to say to you, I couldn't stop laughing. He went all the way to bloody Dublin in his Leverkusen kit. Was like, oh, we're going to do it. Oh, Leverkusen.
Yeah. The only game they lost. Yeah.
And all their fans were like, go away. We don't want you. You're a jinx. Yeah. Get out. Yeah,
I mean, it's unreal, and I like Goldbridge, and he gets a lot of hate. I don't understand why he gets a lot of hate, but even like in the Community Shield, the clip of him going, "Oh, Goldacho, he's won it in the last minute."
Yeah,
conceded 3 minutes. Just stop it. Yeah. Like all the people, I don't think he's a troll, but there's trolls like that. Like, he's the best player in the world. We've signed him. He's great. My manager. And I had like the profile pic of him.
Yeah.
And then it's like, then they go and slag everyone else. So they're getting people's comments and throw shade at them and abuse. It's like, you've just made yourself look a fool. So just give it a rest, guy.
Funny enough, I had someone come at me. Dagenham played Weldstone at the weekend, right?
Right.
And it wasn't the Weldstone Raider. It wasn't, you know, you got no friend. Yeah. It weren't even come to me. But yeah, this guy, one of their players, right? Dagenham got a guy called Junior Marias, who used to be brilliant for Dagenham back in the day. He went to Notts County and then they got promoted. They haven't played him since they got into, you know, like EFL. So he's come back to Dagenham on loan.
Yeah.
This guy at the weekend kicked him in the chest, mate. Like full pelt, you know, like that level, kicked it, booted him in the chest. It's the most obvious penalty you'll see, and it didn't get given.
Right.
So then after the game, we won 2-1. After the game, I put, oh, great performance. But there's a player for Dagenham at the moment, mate, called Dion Pereira. He's on loan from Luton Town. He's fantastic. Right. He's not going to be at Dagenham for long. He's fantastic. Whilst he's here, I'm going to enjoy watching him. He's superb. Yeah. He's too good. He's too good to be playing in the conference, or National League, whatever you want to call it. He's too good.
Yeah.
He's superb. So I'm going to enjoy him while I can. But yeah, and I was saying about how good he was because he got a goal and an assist. And this guy was just like, "We're a penalty at all. What are you talking about? He won the ball." I'm like, "Yeah, he might have got the ball, but you also kicked him in the chest to get it."
Yeah.
I'm like, he boots him in the chest, you moron. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, I think it's all the whole, what they were doing last season. I was like, Saka will have a bad game and limp off. It's like, you get booted around the pitch, but it'll be like, he'll get a goal and assist. I'll be like, oh, there he is, limping off because he had a bad game. It's like, he's got a goal and assist.
Yeah.
More goals than your bloody team this year.
Yeah.
I think exactly. People like, you know, it's not a nice place, is it? Social media.
No, but you've got to be on it, Tom. Otherwise, you know, people don't find out.
But,
no. Well, in summary, enjoy the season, whoever you support. Hopefully, you don't have as good a season as Arsenal does. Just enjoy yourselves and be nice.
Yeah.
It's too hot to be a knob. I'm struggling in the heat. I don't need to struggle, you know, with you lot having a go at me. Don't need it.
Look, it's hot. It's too hot at least four times a year. Yeah. It's too hot four times a year to be acting like the way you do. I've sat here, I've got this fan blowing warm air into my face.
Exactly. I've had two Capri Suns today, and that has not helped. I know other drinks are available, but I've had two, I've had two zippy Capri Suns because one's not enough.
No.
You know, by the time I've squeezed half of it, it's gone.
Yeah. Do you know what, actually, we're not, you know, obviously not sponsored, but we'd love to be sponsored by these people. Yeah. The big Stanley cups, you know, the big ones, they're like massive.
Okay.
Like the flasks. Like girls really normally have them. Yeah. Know, girls will be walking around. Yeah. Yeah. They keep drinks.
There's nothing wrong with men having them.
No, I've got one.
Yeah, I've got one. Yeah.
They keep your drink on a genuinely ice cold. Wow. I put it in the fridge overnight. It will start. I can leave it in my van all day. It'll be like 60-odd degrees in my van.
Yeah.
And it will, honestly, the outside's, you can't touch it. It's hot. Mm-hmm. But you take a sip through the straw. Minecraft.
Yeah.
And you can fit, the straw's warm. Yeah, it's disgusting. And it is cold. Invest in one.
For everyone that's going to ask, what's in your Stanley Cup, mate?
Water. Just put water in it. You can put whatever you want.
I thought you were being adventurous. I thought maybe he's got a bit of Robinson's in there, or, you know, other drinks are available. But yeah.
No, I can't. I wouldn't be able to judge it. I wouldn't be able to judge how much to put in there.
Fair enough. Yeah,
no. It'll either be too weak or too strong. I can't have that. I did put like a wedge of lemon in there.
Oh,
I heard it helps to burn fat, but I think that's an old wives' tale.
Yeah,
so stop doing that. So it's just pure water.
The only fat that's burned at the moment is my face.
Yeah,
so hot. It's so hot in this room, mate.
Let's wrap it up, mate.
Yeah. Let's go
sit somewhere else and sweat.
Yes. Thank you very much, everybody. Take care. And leave a like and subscribe if you don't already. And if you're leaving on audio, leave us a review, good or bad. I need them because we've only just started putting it on audio. So help me out.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom, for your time.
No worries.
Goodbye, everybody.